I was content. A few weeks later, I was in the supermarket buying a sandwich for lunch. The boy appeared in front of me. He grinned and took an ice cream from the freezer, peeling off the wrapper, and began ostentatiously to eat it. He ate it as if he had never eaten an ice cream before, licking and sucking and generally behaving in a disgusting manner. And all of it aimed at me. When he had finished, he pocketed the wrapper and the wooden stick and sauntered off towards the exit. I found myself heading for the manager's office, then thought better of it. Why put them to the trouble of checking their CCTV over one ice cream? So I went to the checkout and paid for my sandwich. I ate it, fuming at my desk. The things that had given me pleasure, gardening, cooking, painting watercolours, now seemed worthless and tame. My dreams were full of lurid encounters, loving embraces, frantic couplings. I was tormented by my own imaginings. I, who had prided myself on my equanimity, was now in a hotbed of longing. With no outlet, I succumbed to a breakdown and was advised by my doctor to take some time off work. I agreed to see a counsellor and told him about the boy.